This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and let's get it going today. By the way, coming up at 11 o'clock, we've got Kenny Caraway. He's a co-host of D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320 out of Sacramento. Warriors play the Kings tonight. They'll be without Steph Curry for sure, and Butler and Draymond Green, questionable. At the same time, Zach LaVine and Sabonis, questionable for the Kings.
A lot of stars on the floor tonight.
Yeah. So anyway, the Warriors will try to back up last night's win over Phoenix with another one, but it's a back-to-back, and it looks like they're going to be playing without some of their veteran players. But what we're talking about right now is the 49ers at the trade deadline. They decide to sit tight. They don't make a move. And we're just getting the feelings of the faithful, how we're feeling about this. Evan, it seems like, you know, you would have liked to have seen him get a couple reinforcements in here, not necessarily mortgage the future, but get a couple players in here that are good enough to help him for the regular season. Is that fair? Or for the rest of this season?
I mean, a guy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, the Niners aren't a piece away, I believe, from competing for a Super Bowl. But like, you opened up by asking, are people really frustrated with the inaction? And probably not a ton. I think most people are realistic about what the season has become because of the amount of injuries that they've sustained at key positions. But I understand why someone would wake up today and feel like, we had a chance to do something and we just didn't. Like, a lot of the teams that are right now, if the season ended today, in a playoff spot, either have everything they believe they need to win a Super Bowl, or they went out and got something to help them win a Super Bowl. And the Niners were one of the only teams that did not. So, yeah, I can see how people would be frustrated this morning.
Here's a few things that I was thinking about. And it's why I'm okay with what they did. Couple things. One, you know, last year they went all in and injuries messed up their season. So I look at it like injuries have messed up their season this year. So why go all in? I know because you're 6-3. Let's be honest. That's the biggest reason you'd go all in.
No one's asking you to go all in, though.
Well, that's true.
Like, but going all in to me is what the Colts did. They gave up two first-round picks to get the best corner that was available in Sauce Gardner. A lot. I mean, I think it's a lot. Like, that's a pretty big overpay, in my opinion. But if you think that you're one cornerback away, which maybe the Colts do, then that's an all-in move. You know, it's the whole Rams F them picks type of setup, right? If you think you can get a guy that's going to help you get over the top, then you go do it. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about an all-in move. I told you, I don't think the Niners are all-in on this season. That's, to me, why they didn't make a move yesterday, and that's why I think they did what they did this summer.
I agree, and I was going to leave it like this. I don't think the front office believes in this team, and I'm leaving it open-ended because they probably believe it can make the playoffs. They might even believe it can win the division. I don't think they think it can win a Super Bowl. And here's the thing. Like, just because, but I'm gonna operate under the assumption that the Niners, that Lynch and Shanahan and the big boys up front look at each other and say, this isn't our year to win the Super Bowl. Okay, you know what? Just because your front office doesn't believe it, it actually doesn't mean that it still can't happen. And in a way, I look at the 2022 Warriors. I fully believe that the front office in that year, in the 2 years leading up to it, thought the Warriors were done winning titles, and it's why they ended up making some moves that they made. They still went out and won the NBA Finals. So,
but who got hurt on that team?
Nobody.
That's the difference.
Well, and
in
that's,
fact, they got a guy back
right,
mid-season.
But that's why I can't make an investment in this season if I think. Now, you know, here's the argument. Well, could you have gotten a player or two in here for a sixth-round pick? John Lynch might have been like, yeah, but nobody that we thought would make a difference.
Yeah, but if you hear that, and I agree with you, the front office doesn't believe that this team can win a Super Bowl. How does that sound if you're a fan?
Oh, I thought you were going to say a player, and then we were going to get into it.
No, I think the players, look, the players are paid. You're going to go out there, and you're supposed to compete and do what your job is. But if you're a fan, like, that to me is where the frustration falls, is because I agree with you. I don't think this front office believes they can win a Super Bowl. I don't think that was the goal this season. I think the goal was to reset their books, to put themselves in a position to maybe next year or the year after, you know, quickly reboot this thing to get back into Super Bowl contention. And anything that was playoff, in the playoff realm this year, was going to be them ahead of schedule, which it looks like they are.
That.
And that, you know, from that standpoint, you could feel good about it. But again, the front office doesn't believe you can win a Super Bowl. No fan wants to hear that, I believe.
Well, the fans aren't going to have to hear that because they're not going to say that.
No, but their actions yesterday spoke louder than their words.
And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Or inaction.
In a way, I'd rather have a front office that can say, you know what, let's be honest, this is a long shot here, and we're kind of defying the odds, and, you know, we still don't believe in this team. Or I shouldn't say don't believe in this team. Just, you know what? I'll tell you what. I could look at it this way. They believe in this team enough that they didn't trade any players for picks.
Well, who are you going to trade?
Well, I'm just saying they could have theoretically, you know, if they think Pearsall's coming back in a week or two and Watkins is taking a step up, I'm just saying Juwan Jennings, but they probably wouldn't have gotten a lot for him. I was just saying that.
They also thought Pearsall was going to be back, you know, after a couple weeks.
That's true. That's true. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Paul in Houston to start us out. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Doing good. What's up, brothers?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, you know, I think you guys hit it on the head. John and Kyle came into this year thinking 26 and 27 was the window. We got some young guys getting some reps, and we're ahead of schedule. I mean, I'm good with it. Let it ride. We got to rebuild an offensive line coming up anyway, so we need those picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the way I'm looking at it, too. The question is, was there a deal out there around the edges that could have made this team marginally better, and was that worth it? I think that's what Lynch and Shanahan were asking themselves.
Well, it's just about getting depth. I mean, that's really why you would do anything. You know, swinging big to me was never an option for this team. Unless there was someone out there, and even if, like, you know, again, if they could get, well, I like it reminds me a little of the Warriors' fascination with Giannis, Like, if you could get him, well, then we'll go all. Then we'll go all in. Then we'll push all of our chips in on the table. But anything less than that, I'm not giving you anything. Like, I think if the Niners could have gotten Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, yeah, I think they would give up future draft capital. But those guys aren't available. So we're just going to stand pat and play the rest of the season out.
Well, let's just take Quinnen Williams. He would have been a big swing. Would you agree?
Yeah, anything that involves a first-round pick is pretty big.
So that particular move, would you have done that if you were the Niners?
No.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would or wouldn't have. Probably not. But that kind of is, to me, that's the definition of how small the thread was going to be. If there was a big boy out there, if Williams was a big boy out there and you didn't want to get...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Give up a first and a second. Okay. Then you don't think a move on the edges is really going to impact the team. Well, then you're operating under a narrower scope where you're looking for a player who can help you this year and next year, you think is really good, but you're not going to give up a lot for him. You know what I mean? Like, they were really trying to thread a needle here, I think, with the right player, the right picks going back, and the right fit for the next year or two.
Well, the guy that was available to them that they said no to was Jermaine Johnson.
Right.
Linebacker, edge rusher for the New York Jets, was a Pro Bowler under Robert Saleh, and was a guy that was available. But the Niners, according to Diana Rossini, did not want to give up a second-round pick. You know, if we're talking about a guy, that's the dude. And to me, I kind of lean into Saleh here. Like, I don't know. He may not have a seat at the table in this war room when they're deciding who they want to go after or not. But I have to imagine, and you can apply this to Quinnen Williams too, if there's anybody that would know if those guys are worth what the Cowboys gave up for Quinnen Williams and what the Jets were asking for Jermaine Johnson, I have to imagine if there's someone that would know what those guys are worth, it's Robert Saleh. He was their head coach and defensive play caller for multiple years. Again, both of them, Quinnen Williams was an all-pro under Saleh. Jermaine Johnson was a Pro Bowler. If they didn't get him, I have to say that Saleh was probably conferred, was asked about it, and he was like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Or he might have said, let's go do it, and they said, that's too much. Lynch and Shanahan. I completely agree that as it relates to the Jets guys who got traded and Jermaine Johnson who didn't, that one... You may disagree with, you may agree with, but that's how the 49er guys earn their money. Like I fully believe they could have gotten a Jet if they would have wanted to pay the price that was gotten for him, and they did. They said no. That's too much.
Now, do you buy this though? Because this is something I always find interesting. You can look at it the way we're talking about it, right? And the Niners don't believe in the team because they didn't invest in it, right? We talk about this all the time during baseball season, and we'll talk about it in February when the Warriors have a chance to make a deal at the deadline. But why don't we think about the non-trade actually as belief in the team? Like, we think you're good enough. Like, do you just not buy that?
There could be some truth to that.
Like, you guys have done pretty damn well, like, without what I believe to be a roster that is capable of a 6-3 record. You know, you guys have proved us wrong, essentially. So we're going to let you play this one out.
I think there's a shred of truth there for sure. I mean, if Shanahan and Lynch are looking at themselves saying, I don't know how we're 6-3 either. But now that we're 6-3 and we look ahead, and, you know, Mac's been better than we thought, and, you know, Robert's doing a hell of a job with his defense, even though they're hurt. You know what? Let's not do anything drastic. Let's use the old George Bush, stay the course, and let's see where this goes. Because we're going to have to play a lot of guys we're going to have to make decisions on next season. So let's give them 8 or 9 more games to see what they got. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers don't make a move yesterday. They're still 6-3. They're firmly entrenched in the playoff picture. The division, they're in third place. And a couple of the competitors did add pieces. But how are you feeling about the Niners right now? Not making any moves and taking this team to Levi Stadium Sunday to play the LA Rams. Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's popping? I got a tough, see, that word kind of triggers me. They don't believe in the team. Like, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? I just think they looked at it. They said, okay, we got this going on. We got that going on. I'm happy with the team, right? But the words you guys are using are like I don't think that they don't believe in them. I just think they looked at the situation and said, okay, we got this, we got that in the third. We always building for the future. And also I want to say this. You can't, in football, you can't pick your year. So that thought of, are we going to try to do it this year? Brock Purdy is dealing with a toe injury, bro. Like, stop trying to plan for stuff. You can't do that in football. So I think that was never the case. Also, expectations on trade deadlines. This ain't the NBA, right, bruh, fans. So stop, like, every year you're not going to get a Christian McCaffrey, a Trent Williams. You're not going to get a blockbuster trade. We made a couple of deals beforehand. It is what it is. They assess the situation. Like you just said, I forget if it's Mark or Evan, we like this team. What if they said, hey, you know what? I'm proud of this team. We're going to rock with this team. We got reinforcements coming back in a couple of next weeks. Solid. Do you feel like this team is good enough? But Thune is out there smacking people, bro. He's out there trying to put a hurt on people. He looks pretty good. Winters looks okay. So you got to replace a Bosa. Bosa is, you know, he's good, but I don't know.
Hey.
My thing is, like, why would we invest all of this stuff, right, for some players, and we don't know what year we can win in?
Well, let me throw this at you, Mike, and it's kind of what the boss said. And he said this. He goes, you know, you're right. You don't know if you're going to be good next year. So because you don't know if you're even going to be good next year, then make some moves this year because you're 6-3.
Well, no, I don't think. I think what you said earlier was key. They looked at it and it's like, okay, well, our season got derailed last year. Our season is derailed this year. Let's just stay the course. Let's just stand pat because we do have a pretty good team. I think we can make the playoffs. Let's just try to make the playoffs with the reinforcements that we are getting and see where we lay from there. It wouldn't have made no sense to me to, like, just say, let's break the bank on this year, right?
Right.
Like, that wouldn't be smart, I would think. But if you say, okay, we're 6-3, we're in a position we actually want to be in. We're in a strengthened position. We're not at a 4-4, 4-6 position or whatever the record would be. We're in a position of strength. So they, to me, they kind of said, okay, they assessed the situation as they should have. And they said, you know, it's not worth the second round pick. So boom, I feel it.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But look, you also do have to plan for the future. And I think that's where the complexity of sports lies, right? What Mike has talked about is absolutely correct, that 1 year to the next can be completely different, but that also means that you have to sort of be ready for it. Like, you have to be ready for if something goes wrong and you need to pivot. And if you forego your flexibility this year because you think you want to go in and you want to, you know, maximize this year, well, that's all well and good. And to the boss's point, you could, yes, you might be able to maximize this year. But if that hurts or like inhibits you from reacting to the future, which is completely unknown, then that's borderline irresponsible.
Yeah, the one thing that always strikes a chord with me is when fans say, well, what's McCaffrey thinking? Or what's Trent Williams thinking? Or, you know, you owe it to McCaffrey. No, you don't. I mean, you owe it to your team, the franchise, the fans. Like, that's the part that you owe Trent Williams? Like, what do you owe Trent Williams?
Well, about $30 million.
Right. And you owe him to be conscientious in putting a team around him that can compete. And if some years you can do it better than others, that's what you do. So, you know, Christian McCaffrey's great. That doesn't mean you make decisions based on, well, how's Christian going to feel? What if they don't feel supported? It's like, come on, man. This is pro sports. By the way, I want you to listen to, although, and I haven't listened to this, so maybe this is going to contradict exactly what I said. But this was Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He was on with the Morning Roast.
It sends a message to the team that we think that you guys are good enough to compete. We think that we can get the most out of what we have. Look, they're 6-3, and look at all the injuries. It's amazing that they're 6-3. They've matched their win total from last year. And who knows how this is going to play out the rest of the way. The NFC is ridiculously competitive this year. Look at the division that the 49ers are in. The Cardinals are dangerous at 3-5. You've got the Seahawks and the Rams right now that arguably are among, you know, the best five teams in the entire NFL. So that's the thing. The short-term expenditure or the short-term boost and the long-term expenditure, you got to be realistic about where you are. And you got to be realistic about what it's going to do. And the last thing you want to do is get to the point where you regret giving up those picks.
I just think it's so funny the way when you, if you say the NFC is wide open, teams have injuries, then you interpret it as they think they have enough. Well, if they think it's that much, if there's that much parity, then go out and get some guys and see if you could put yourself at the top. So I actually think that argument, you can use it either way if you really want.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying, right? Yeah. Some people today wake up this morning and say they didn't invest in the team, so they don't believe in the team. Florio is interpreting it as, actually, they do believe in the team. But what this comes down to me is, it all comes back to the quarterback, if we're being honest, because the whole reason why you're not selling any part of your future with draft picks is because you need cheap labor. Why do you need cheap labor? Because you're about to pay a quarterback $53 million for the next 5 years. So I don't think you can look 5 years down the line. But I absolutely believe this front office looks 2 or 3 years down the line and says, who do we have on our books? Who do we got to pay? Who are we investing in? And how are we going to figure this thing out? We reset our book this offseason. We know Brock Purdy's coming up. We're not adding anybody that's going to cost us big money to a team that is going to have an albatross salary entering our books. And we're also not going to give up any chance to replenish a potential high salary body with cheap labor. That's what they did this offseason. They said goodbye to Debo. Okay, let's bring in Jordan Watkins. He's a rookie. We said goodbye to Malik Collins and Leonard Floyd. Okay, that's fine. We're going to draft a couple linemen. Like, they said, Talanoa Hufanga, Marquis Siegel, come on down. They said goodbye to a lot of players that made more money than they should have and replaced them with rookies or cheap talent. Why? Because you're about to pay your quarterback. So I think this is also a part of that, too.
You know what? You just made me think of this as you were talking, and I wonder if Brock Purdy had been healthy all year, and this is a hypothetical, let's say the 49ers are still 6-3, but Purdy has quarterbacked all 9 games, and he's played essentially like Mac Jones, you know, or Purdy. Do you think do you think the fans would have more optimism right now and want to go more all in? Or not all in, but would have been wanting the team to be more aggressive.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if the team would have done anything, and I still think they wouldn't have.
Okay, that's kind of what I was asking.
No, I don't think it changes anything. Like, to me, the quarterback, Kyle Shanahan said it's his team. So whether it's his team now or his team in the future, I don't think that changed the game plan of Parag and John Lynch whatsoever. I think they told us what they were going to do this offseason when they said goodbye to 6 or 7 veterans and replaced them with players you haven't heard of before.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If the 49ers sent a message yesterday, the front office, was it that we believe in this team and we're going to let it roll, or we don't think this team is worth investing in at this point? 888-957-9570. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.